Well, you know, we can get to the bottom of this, the Blues moves, and also get Kelly Chase in on the cargo shorts debate, because he's joining us now, St. Louis Blues radio analyst for the Petromart segment.
Hey, Blues fans, it's time to drop your gloves and face off on the St. Louis Blues Report with Kelly Chase. Fueled by Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues. Now, here's Chaser.
Chaser, thanks for joining us this morning. We're looking forward to getting your takes on all things Blues. But first, we got to settle a big debate here. Kat has come out as a vocal supporter of cargo shorts on today's program. And we're wondering if you back that up or if you are going to talk some common sense into him and say that cargo shorts are not the way he should be going.
Well, they're a little bit out of style, I'd say.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Thanks, Chase.
You work with what you have. I mean, I happen to be a fan of the Cats. I'm a big believer in if you wear them long enough, they'll come back in.
Just keep honestly,
are you saying that you don't have any cargo shorts that make it into the rotation? Because let's face it, sometimes you just put on a T-shirt and a pair of shorts. Style is not what you're looking for. You're looking for convenience or whatever.
No. Well, actually, you know, if you get a hot day when you're duck hunting, they're really good to carry shells in.
Right, storage.
So, yeah, right, right.
But that's it, right?
You've been duck hunting in your life.
I do survivalist training. Okay?
We've had people advocate for cargo shorts for like strenuous hiking, camping, and duck hunting. Kat wears them to go to the park.
Yeah, because I had to build a shelter in case it rained.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're out there walking the dog and you have to take that little plastic bag with you, where do you put it?
Cargo shorts.
Just tie it around the leash.
Thank you for being honest and sincere.
Not the dog. The crap that he has when he has one.
You throw that into the neighbor's yard, of course.
Right.
So, Chaser, the Blues were very active. I would say, generally speaking, it seemed the moves that they made were well-received on a national level, I think a lot locally, too. Are you happy with what they did? Because it seems like they addressed needs.
No, I think so. I think Army did a heck of a job. I don't think there was many people that thought that, you know, we were going to advance in getting rid of Yuri Lehterre's contract. I think they thought we'd probably take a step back. The fact that he was able to, you know, get rid of the contract and fulfill a need here was really well received, and I think Army did a hell of a job with it. Ryan Reeves' situation was, you know, you get a guy that they believe is a prospect. Now, whether he is or not, right now his stats are about the same as what mine were, so, you know, but that doesn't mean they're not going to improve. And then when you can do that and improve what you feel is improve your team, you have to make that move. I know for sure Army did not want to get rid of Ryan Reeves. He did not want to have to, you know, to move him. He knew his value. That's why they protected him. They felt like if they, you know, they know they have a guy that can add both the toughness and the ability to play a lot of minutes as he did in the playoffs and be effective. You know, Rick Tocchet called me right after they got him, and actually it spoke to me earlier about Ryan, and I said, I don't think that the Blues would move him. I said, it's going to take a lot to get him because they, while the rest of the league may not know it, have a tremendous value put on Ryan, and he earned that. And so it was really tough for Army to make that deal because he thinks a lot of Reaver, and it's been really tough for Ryan to leave the city. But I texted him, I said, hey, man, you can always come back, but I'm living proof of that. And yet, you know, I think the Blues overall, you know, there's going to have to be some guys stepping up because Ryan Reeves in Pittsburgh, maybe it hasn't been as well received, but I can tell you this, there's going to be nights, it's not so much in the playoffs, but there's going to be nights in January and February where Sidney Crosby is going to have a lot easier load than he's had in the last couple of years, and it's about time the Pittsburgh Penguins did something about protecting the best asset in the league.
How do you think the Blues will replace Reeves? Will they go after another enforcer type or just move forward without someone who fits that mold?
Yeah, you know what? I think it has to be collectively. Like, look, the role has changed considerably since I first came in the league, which, you know, is a long time ago, and I don't think they're going to revert back. But I can tell you that the success of Connor McDavid comes a lot on the shoulders of Maroon, Lucic, Greiba, and Cassian. And I think what they did was they said by committee, this will stop. And the abuse for Connor McDavid, for the most part, it has. I mean, especially in the regular season. And what that does is it allows some of those gifted players to have a healthier year, where when they go into the playoffs, they're not as banged up and as sore and as miserable as they otherwise could have been into the playoffs. And I think Connor McDavid's a great example of what the Edmonton Oilers felt was an important part of taking care of a young kid and making him feel comfortable out there. So they surrounded him with some guys that were aggressive, that would stick their nose in the middle of it. And I think in the Blues case, that they're going to have to do that by committee. Joel Edmondson's still there. He's a tough kid. Or Bertuzzo's there. And some of the guys that they'll add to the faction are going to be a part of it as well. So I think in order for, you know, some of those bumps and bruises to go away in their team, that Ryan Reeves allowed them to the luxury they had on the ice, where they didn't get run over a lot of times, I think goes unnoticed until the season comes to an end and guys are dinged up pretty good. And Ryan was a very, very capable guy of making sure the flies were off everyone's back during the season so they could have a healthier year.
It seemed like they really filled a need with Shen, the player they got from the Flyers. We read the stats. We've seen him play a little bit. What do you think they're getting in him? Just a guy who can score 20 goals, 30 assists, and score on the power play seems like exactly what the Blues can use.
Yeah, he's a heck of a skater. He's got some real neat hands. He's from Saskatoon, so I'm familiar with the kid a little bit. Does he attends our fantasy camp back there and known his family growing up. So he's a good kid. He's a really good kid, but I think the game is about speed now. And I think he brings that element of speed to the game that up the middle, I think the Blues lacked last year. And I think they've identified it and they've taken care of it. I think Doug needs to be commended on putting together a heck of a deal. Like I said, sometimes it's hard to get rid of contracts. Guys stall out quicker than you think, and I think that happened with Jari. And while, you know, what a wonderful guy, you know, we're in the business of winning, and Jari's legs were failing him. And I think that the fact that Doug was able to, you know, put together a deal that, like I said, not only identified our need but also got rid of a contract that made the deal work, I think is really important to note. And so the Blues have now got, you know, they've got pretty much a set lineup. But I still think that Army might, you know, there's opportunity for them to be active a little bit here at the signing of the free agency here in the next day or two here.
I don't mean to put you on the spot. Is Laterra thought of better outside of St. Louis than he is around the STL?
Well, I think he had very high value a year and a half ago, but I think, like I said, you know, the legs catch up. This is a sport of speed now. It's all about speed. And sometimes, you know, and especially now, you know, we used to get, how many times did you say, well, they need an experienced guy for the playoffs? Well, now it seems like, well, they need youthful speed in the playoffs, because the guys that the young legs in the playoffs seem to be the guys that are most effective later on in the year when they haven't lost a step because of whatever it may be, injury or just the fact that you're, you know, getting longer in the tooth. In Jari's case, I think that he was thought really highly of a year and a half ago, and then there's the question mark became, well, are his legs getting a little, you know, tired? And if they are, should we take him? I think this is the last opportunity Doug would have had to be able to move Jari, and I think if we got into the season, that wouldn't have been there. And so I think that's why you commend your GM for having that recognition and being able to pull off a trade that benefited the team on top of it all.
I don't think anybody thinks Tarasenko and Crosby are the same type of players, but they're both star players. Where things stand today, are you concerned at all, or how much of a concern should it be for the Blues that they might have some teams more willing to make a run at Tarasenko or try to rough him up because that presence of Ryan Reeves isn't there? Because other guys can fill that role, but I would say Reeves is one of the best, if not the best, at that role, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, but you know, there's been a couple cups won by the Penguins here in the last couple of years, and they really didn't have anybody. So it's a maturity level on Vladdy that he's going to not have to understand that he's going to have those nights, and he has to fight through them and be better. He has to be a better player no matter who's slashing him or cross-checking him or or whatever it may be. So I think in this case, it's one of those situations where, you know, if Vladdy, you know, is going to be, you know, I read the article in Players Tribune, and he's saddened by the losses and he wants to win. And I think some of that is just going to be having to fight through some of this adversity that he's going to have because Ryan Reeves is not around. Listen, Vladdy was the first to recognize the importance of Ryan around the team and around the league. So it didn't go unnoticed with Vladdy, but it's going to be a tougher year. And I think